lenders.
NMLS number
3534. You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching on the importance of the local church. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. I hope you've been getting a lot out of these broadcasts. I hope it's been enlightening to you as to why you're supposed to go to church. What is the point of it? And I know these broadcasts go out all over the United States, so, well, now around the world. So no matter wherever you are, you need to understand it's important that you go to church. Even if, listen, at one point I was driving 3 hours to go to church. And I'm talking to attend church. And I have a pastor, and I literally have flown across the United States to sit and hear my pastor. And so that's how important I think these things are. That's how important I see this is. Remember, if you've missed any of this, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and you can listen to these over and over and over again and get established in them, okay? Now, the local church, Paul says in 1 Timothy 3:15, is the pillar and the ground of the truth. In other words, it is the entity set forth in the earth so that you begin to get established in the truth. So you begin to get a hold of the truth, okay? Now, the office that is responsible for the local church is the pastor's office, okay? And again, let me be clear. The pastor's office is not the most powerful office in the body of Christ, but it is the most important. It is the most important. And so you need to get a hold of the fact of pastors. You need to realize how important you are, that you are not just some end in addition to. You are not a doormat for people. You are the representative of Jesus himself. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along. But you need to realize your importance, and you need to get stirred back up on it, and you need to get to where, you're on fire because you are changing people's lives, and this every service you have is an opportunity to affect people's lives for the better. If you're a congregant, it's the exact same. It's the opportunity to have your life changed for the better. Now, we began to talk about how even Jesus, he gave them the best teaching possible, and even after they had the very best teaching, he said they need some shepherds. Listen, there's a lot of great teachers out there. I hope you get a lot out of my teaching, but you need to listen to your pastor more than you need to listen to me, because your pastor has an anointing. As long as they teach the word. I mean, if they're teaching Sunday school rhymes and programs and all other sorts of self-help stuff, that's not what you need. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. You need to be getting established in the word. That's the only way you're really fed, okay? Now, we started to see how God was looking forward to this, and even Jesus said, you know, they've got the very best teaching, but in order for them to stay from being wearied and scattered, you know, do you ever felt scattered in your mind, in your life, in your body? You just weren't focused? You ever felt weary? Well, part of the reasons we want you to go to church a couple times a week is so that you get stronger in this, that you're constantly being reminded of who you are in Jesus and how much he loves you. Now, we saw from Jeremiah chapter 3 that you are to be fed with knowledge and understanding. If that's not happening, that's probably not the church for you. Okay? You need to be fed with knowledge and understanding. You should be getting something out of the word. And listen, I hear this all the time. Yeah, well, my granddaddy went to this church. My daddy went to this church. And, you know, this is just my church. If you're not being fed with knowledge and understanding, it's not your church. because that's what Jesus put the pastors off. Yeah, but these are all my friends. You didn't go to church to get friends. That's a part of it. Okay, I'm not taking that away. That's a part of it. Okay? But predominantly, you're going to church because it's the pillar and the ground of the truth. If you're not being grounded in the truth, the question is that your church? And the answer is probably no. I've told people before, if I'm not feeding you, go someplace else. Now, if you're just being knuckleheaded, that's on you. But now we saw there, and if you were fed with knowledge and understanding, we began to see that you would be multiplied and increased in the land in these days. Some people are not being multiplied and increased because they are not in a church that gets them rooted and grounded in the truth. It's that simple. Okay. Oh, by the way, the truth, let me define, is the scriptures. That you know Jesus better than you knew him yesterday. So now we've looked, began to look in Jeremiah 23. And again, if you've missed any part of this, go to KurtOwen.com, KURTOWEN.com, and listen to these. Now here it is. They're absolutely free. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Go there. They're absolutely free. The partners make it possible for you to do that. He says this. He said that I will set up shepherds over you. Again, the shepherd is not, it is not the same as everybody else in the church. Verse 4, 23:4 of Jeremiah is not the same as everybody else in the church. Okay, he is set up over. In other words, he's the one that's going to get the vision. He's the one that's going to get that, right? He's going to be a shepherd according to God's heart. And that's also what you should be looking for. Who will feed them, okay? You're to be, you are there to be fed. You're also there to serve, but that's part of your feeding because it's part of the exercise program. You get fed, then you exercise it. Because in order to get stronger, two things have to happen. You got to be fed, you got to exercise, right? So it says, they shall fear no more. Now, this is one of the first things that you should be getting out of church is that fear should be steadily being broken off of your life. Now, this tells you something about the messages that are going to be happening. There's two things that are going to be being preached there. First, the gospel and taught there, the gospel. How do I know that? The good news, because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And you're going to be afraid if you're not experiencing salvation. And salvation is not just salvation from hell, but salvation from everything that hell brought with it when man fell. The next thing that we, you know, you're going to have a steady diet of in your church is the love of God. How do we know that? From 1 John, that perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. Okay, so you're going to be hearing about the love of God. Now, you somehow it's going to be mixed into it. You don't have to, you know, in our churches, you're going to hear a lot about the Word of God because that's a predominant message in my life. But on the other side of it, right, on the other side of it, it's going to be, if they're teaching on finances, it's going to be about something with the love of God. If they're teaching on healing, something about the love of God. If they're teaching on keeping your mind focused on Him, something about the love of God. Because that's a part of it. But you should be steadily, pastors, you should be expecting this every service, that your anointing is steadily eliminating fear from people's lives. People, when you go to church, this should be happening. Now, he goes on, they shall fear no more. Now, notice this, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Discouragement. Listen, if you are going to church and you're being discouraged, either your minister is not, your pastor's not pastoring, or you're not hearing right. And it could be one or the other. If you're being condemned and you're constantly being discouraged that you're just an old dirty dog, there's a problem, right? Because that's not what you're supposed to hear. That doesn't mean you shouldn't hear about sin, okay? But you shouldn't hear about sin as you're just a dog, you're an old good dog, and basically keep digging the hole deeper for you. No, you might be pointed out that there is a hole, but you should also be a hand extended to you to pull you out the hole. Okay? But you shouldn't be dismayed. Discouragement should be at an end. You should be encouraged. You should be encouraged in your relationship with God. You should be encouraged in doing the Word. Now, is that going to be automatic? No, because it's funny because at our churches we teach a lot on faith, and people say, "Well, you don't, but you know, I know you're upset because I went to the doctor." What? Are you kidding me? If there hadn't been for doctors, there'd been multitudes of Christians that would have died. If doctors were so bad, then Luke wouldn't have written two books of the Bible because he was a doctor. If doctors were so bad, Jesus would not have healed the woman with the issue of blood. And he said, "What? Now I'm your second choice? Forget it. I'm not going to help you." But that's not what happened, right? Because she'd gone to physicians and that's all she had, but now it rather grew worse, right? No, doctors are, we need spirit-filled doctors. We need doctors that know Jesus. We need doctors that believe in healing, right? Because your body was designed to heal itself, and doctors are supposed to cooperate with that. But on the other side of it, you need to hear about how God heals. Why does God heal? Because he loves you. And you should be encouraged in that. Not, it is not encouragement to hear, oh, they told you you have cancer. Well, if it be the Lord's will, you'll be healed. That is not encouraging because you don't know. What? If it be the Lord's will? Shouldn't somebody know the Lord's will since he wrote an entire book? No, you need to hear, hey, it's God's will that you be healed. It's God's will that you be made well. God loves you and wants you well. Your services, you shouldn't walk out of your service discouraged. Now, either, again, they're not ministering it correctly or you're not hearing it correctly. Because even if somebody, you know, a lot of times I'll talk about stuff about, Thanksgiving was recently. Hopefully you didn't act like a jerk. Even if other people there were acting like a jerk, right? Now, hopefully you were of peace and not of strife and contention. But if you didn't, I don't want to condemn you. I just want to encourage you that Christmas is coming. And if you were a bonehead at Thanksgiving, make up your mind. You don't get discouraged that, oh, I'm just a dog. I can't do this. Yes, you can. Just spend time with Jesus so that when Christmas comes, you don't be a bonehead at Christmas. It's that simple, right? And that you learn how to handle the boneheads at Christmas. You shouldn't be being discouraged. Does that mean you're never going to be told you're wrong? No, you need to be being told you're wrong. It's not the things that you're doing right that are killing you. It's the things you're doing wrong. But on the other side of it, even the things you're doing right, you need to be encouraged in. It shouldn't be constantly be told what you're doing wrong, because you need to be encouraged, you know, having done all to stand. Stand. In other words, you are doing what you knew to do. You just got to keep doing it, right? That's an encouragement. That's an encouragement. Hearing the same truths over and over again are an encouragement. But church should be relieving encouragement, not encouraging discouragement, for lack of a better word. Anyway, we'll talk more about this next time. Listen to Michael for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1995.